Good to see each and every one of you here. This, of course, is a long weekend, so we have a number of folks gone. And it's good to see all of you. Those of you who are visiting with us, you're always welcome, and we're glad that you have come to be with us today. On Wednesday evenings, we meet, of course, at 7 o'clock, during which time we have classes for all ages. At the end of those classes, we then assemble again in the auditorium, whereupon announcements are made, the prayers are extended, songs are sung, and I give a little inspirational talk, we try to say. Sometimes folks will come to me and they will say, "Dan, you ought to make that into a sermon, because we really need it." Well, a couple of Wednesday nights ago, that was said to me, and I said, "All right, I'll do that." The one this morning and the one tonight are also derived from statements that I had made in one of those Wednesday night devotional periods of time. And that is the fact that sometimes you and I find ourselves in very difficult situations of life. I don't appreciate hearing preachers, and I hear them all the time. "Oh, once you become a Christian, everything's different." No, everything's worse. Better read your Bible. Jesus tried to prepare his disciples for any eventuality. He even told them, "You'll be hated for my name's sake. You're going to be persecuted, you're going to be killed." And that's exactly what happened. So if a person is coming into Christ thinking all of the problems of life have been ended, you're in for a surprise. It may even get worse. And the reason for that will be that the devil will be doing everything within his power to destroy your faith in God. Our verse of scripture this morning that was read a few moments ago, appreciate very much, comes from Psalms, the 42nd chapter. That particular psalm is not ascribed to anyone. It's always been my contention, however, that as you look at the psalm and look at other psalms that were written by David, I think David, if any man would write, it would be like David at that time. David was a man who went through so many sorrows and so many hurts in life. And David sometimes was like we were or are. We question, why did it have to happen to me? What did I do this time? And over and over, we may bring that type of statement to our heart and to our mind. I just want us to be assured, as David was assured, as he went on through life, he came to understand that the Almighty God's hand was in these things, and that with every hurt, every trial, every temptation that you and I have to face, and we overcome, all it does is make us stronger. All it does is prepare us better for the world to come. So don't think that because you have become a Christian that now you're immune. You're not. In fact, the devil is mad at you. And if you don't think he's powerful, read your book. Michael, archangel, said God will have to take care of you. When he contended with the devil, he said God will have to take care of this. As strong as Michael is, he recognized the power that Satan has. And we are told over and over in the scriptures what the devil does. I sympathize with David. I remember when David would be king, God told him. Because Saul had run amok. Saul had turned away from God. Saul had even set up idols in the land to appease his wife. And did very many things that were just contrary to God's will. I'm sorry that was Solomon, not Saul. But Saul did things contrary to the will of the Almighty. It wasn't to say that Saul did not believe in God, because he did. But Saul set out to do his own thing. And when God gave specific instructions as to things that were to occur, Saul went out to show his power and not the power of God. That was the problem. Solomon had his problems too. He's the one that set up idols. But they all did things that they shouldn't do. David as well. But did you know that the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart? God so declared it. It was like Abraham. Abraham did things he shouldn't have done. But you know what the Bible says about Abraham? It said Abraham was a friend of God. I remember about Moses. What a great and a good man Moses was. You know the Bible says that God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to another man face to face. Oh, that doesn't mean that Moses saw God. No. No man's ever seen me, Moses, and live. But he was so near unto God that God spoke to him and communicated with him. But yet Moses did wrong too, didn't he? And Moses suffered too, didn't he? I've got another fellow lined out here for you. Man's name is Job. Was there ever a man that ever suffered any more in the physical body than Job? By the way, God called him a perfect and an upright man. When the old devil said, I've been down to the earth walking up and down in it. Well, did you observe Job, my servant? He's a perfect and upright man. Oh, sure. You've blessed him. Let me have a hold of him. You take away everything he's got, he'll curse you to your face. So then you have this story about Job. I'm not going to go through all of it. You've heard it time and time again. But in Job chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible says that we are prone under trouble as sparks that fly upward in the fireplace. Think about it. Man is born to trouble. Job 14, 1 and 2. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He flees like a shadow and continues not. He lies down, gives up the ghost. Where is he? Man suffers. I didn't put this in, but in Psalm chapter 73, which was written by David, David wrote half of the Psalms. Psalm 73 is a psalm written by David, and in which David began to complain. I got to feeling sorry for myself when I looked around and I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And I saw them as they would grow old. They didn't grow weak like the rest of us. No, they were doing fine until the day of their death. And then I saw the righteous suffer, and I said, what's going on? But then I went to the sanctuary of the Lord. Y'all read Psalm 73. Then I went to the sanctuary of the Lord, and it came to me. David, what are you complaining about? God is the Lord. Has he not taken care of you, and will he not take care of you all your days? And I was ashamed. And I said, why did I ever complain? Brothers and sisters, I just want to talk to us today about some of the problems, some of the strife, some of the evil things that come upon us to try us. That's what we're going to do. I hope and I pray that the lesson will be, by the way, I put a point in there, even Christ suffered. This is the Son of God. Even the Lord suffered. 1 Peter 2:21 through 24 following. What did Peter say? Hereunto were you called, brethren, that Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, who knew no guile, neither was any guile found in his mouth. Christ was tempted. Christ was hurt. One of the songs that we sang, they nailed him to the cross. They spat upon him. So yes, trouble is appointed unto man. Some of the ways in which we suffer, trials. In James chapter 1, James points it out. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. We're all tried. We all have our trials. They come to us. He lets us understand, however, that when we overcome, God's blessing us in our life. Blessed is the man that overcomes. Don't think that when trials come up on you, they're bad. They come to try our faith, brothers and sisters, at what James says. Then there's those things that we call hardships. Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Now those things that have happened to me, they've hurt me. That's Paul talking. But he says, brethren, the things that I had gained, I counted as loss, that I might win Christ. They won't take all the money I got, let them take it. They won't take away my home, let them take it. They want to beat me with rods, let them beat me. And they did, didn't they? Remember when Ananias said to the Lord, well, Lord, he's a mean man. No, he's not mean, Ananias. He's just doing what he thinks is right. He's going to obey the gospel, and when he does, then I'm going to show him what great things he's got instead for himself. There's going to be great hurts that's going to come on Saul. And you can read about it in 2 Corinthians 11, where the Apostle Paul writes and says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I've been beaten with rods. I have been shipwrecked. A night and a day I spent in the deep. My son was in the Navy, so ever so often he will tell me about how things look out there when you can't see any land and all you see is water. He said, these monsters swimming around the boat. I said, well, son, wait just a minute. You're on a great big ship. He said, these monsters swimming around that boat. And one time I was in the water, in his exercising in the water, and something come up against me and was pushing me up against the boat. I said, what? Brethren, there are things, Paul said, a night and a day I spent in the deep. Jeannie always said, let's go to the coast. We lived in San Antonio, so we'd go to the coast every so often. Oh, I love it. And she'd get out there, maybe waist deep. I'm not getting out in that stuff. Have you seen those sharks? And they got in corpus what they call banana sharks. They think your legs are bananas. So Paul said, I was bobbing up and down in the deep. I spent much time out there. Paul went through a lot of trials, folks. By the way, here's one. The loss of loved ones. And we've all lost loved ones, haven't we? We've seen the pain and the agony that many of our loved ones had to go through and endure. I saw my daddy. I saw my mama. I saw my brothers. I saw my dear wife. It's hard. It hurts. But you know what Psalms 116 verse 15 says? It's precious in the sight of God. Now what we count bad, God counts good. Get the point? So oftentimes we spend it saying, God, why? And that's what David is talking about in Psalm 73. Then he said, I woke up and I saw that those evil people's feet are on banana peelings. They're standing in slippery places. God takes care of his people just like he took care of his son. And we need to wake up. and illness. Job 2, 5 through 10. The devil destroyed his cattle, camels, his donkeys, and all of that by letting the enemy come in and steal them away and kill his servants. The devil destroyed his family. His children were together one day in the elder brother's house, and a tornado came out and destroyed them, killed them. Oh, say, did you ever notice every time something bad happened, there was always a witness that was left alive that could run and tell Job the bad news? Y'all hear that? There's always going to be somebody can tell you the bad news. And just made him feel worse. All of your kids were feasting together, and there came a great wind out of the woods and just blowed down the house, and they're all dead. Oh, I'm here. I came to tell you. The devil had his way. Okay, now we come to Job 2, 5 through 10. Well, I see, old devil, that you put forth your effort to destroy my servant and to break him down. But he still stands. He believes in me. He's a great man. He's a perfect and upright man, Satan. There's nothing you can do. Ah, ha, ha. Take away what he's got. But touch him. Let me put my hand on his body. And then he'll curse you. Well, go ahead. You mean the Lord allows these things to happen? Yes. Do you know what? When you read your Bible, you're going to find out that the more we overcome, the stronger we get. And we're going to be as strong as Michael and Gabriel when this life is over. Because Jesus said we're going to be like angels in heaven. But we got to go through trials, folks. We got to go through to see what we made out of. And every one of us have to endure it. And if we don't endure, we fall away. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. And that's the saddest thing of all. Just get stronger. That's all. Just say, what you got next, devil? And what happened was the devil struck him. Oh, God told him, the only thing you can't do is kill him. Oh, and by the way, Job prayed to die. That's how bad it was. These old boils broke out on him from the sole of his foot to the top of his head. Why, he couldn't even comb his hair. He hurt so bad. And think about it, trying to lay down on those things, trying to sit down, trying to walk, he couldn't do it. And wasn't it wonderful when his friends came to tell him what a bad guy he was? Job was one of the greatest men that you can read about in the Bible. Even his wife said, you ought to curse God and just go ahead and die. So Job was afflicted. But he stood, folks. So what I'm saying to you, I don't know what's in store for me. I have an appointment with the doctor tomorrow. What if he were to say to me, Dan, we're going to have to run some tests. You got a problem. What if he were to say to me, you have a cancer and it's in the fourth stage? He could do that, couldn't he? What I'm trying to say to us this morning, we're not immune to anything that happens in this world. Not immune to it. We all, every one of us, it can come on anybody at any time. It did Job. He was a good man. They killed Christ. Well, how are we going to prepare for it? What we got to do, number one, is remember. Look back. Learn from the past. God never fails. He will be with you. Many are the afflictions, that's in Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, yet God knows them all. Don't worry about it. It's okay. I was helping Dad. My dad was a jack of all trades. Dad could do anything. He was a blacksmith. He was a farmer, a rancher. He built houses. And I got in from school. I was only 14, I believe it was, 14 or 15 years old. And Dad was up on top of this house that he was building for a man. And laths, he was laying the laths. So I said, "I'll do that, Dad." Well, he had taken, now you men that are used to skill saws, he had taken because the guard will always fall down, you know. And then you got to pull that guard up and go again. So Dad took a stick and he put it in there to hold the guard up all the time. I didn't know it. So I was cutting these laths for Dad, and the saw was hot, blazing hot, the old blade, and I just dropped the saw beside my leg, and it grabbed hold because the guard wasn't up, or was up, and it ripped from my hip to my knee. We were way out in the country. Dad jumped all the way down from the top of the house onto the ground. My leg was laid open. I thought I was going to die. It hurt worse when we got to the doctor and he started working on it. And the only reason I didn't bleed to death, he said the skill saw was so hot that it seared the vessels as it went through. Can you imagine that? Now, I've thought about that a lot of times. That really hurt. But, folks, there's been other things that's hurt worse than that. Oh, and by the way, I carry a scar there. I'm not going to show you. I carry a scar there. But that's all it is. It's just a scar. You know what? I learned, always check the guard. Be sure that it's not tied up. If you're going to use a skill saw, be careful. We need to study our Bibles. Read about Job, and I already told you about Psalm 73. Pray. The Bible tells us that we're to pray without ceasing. And we are also to pray with thanksgiving. Let the Lord know that we're very thankful, Father, for what you've always done for us. That's, by the way, that's what David comes up to in Psalm 73. He said, "When I began to consider, I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Father. What is wrong with me? You've always taken care of me. You'll always be there." Live by faith. Got to believe. Live a life of faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Follow the examples of faithful men and women. Just take a look around. Say, "Well, brother so-and-so went through it. I can too." That's what Paul said, 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. "Brethren, follow me as I follow Christ." Yeah. No, we're not immune to hurt. No, we're not immune to trials. They're going to come. It's how you face them that tells, right? My advice to all of us this morning, hang in there. Dedicate your life and say, "Nothing is going to put me down, because he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world." Right? Thank you all so very much, and I hope that the lesson has been profitable to us all. And I want to thank the brother for telling me you need to preach that. Well, I hope it does help us. Because we're not immune to trouble, folks. It happens. If you're subject this morning to the invitation of Christ, all things have been prepared, everything is ready. Christ died for you. Now he's asking you to live for him. Dedicate your life to the Lord. You believe on him, repent of your sins, confess his beautiful name, and be buried with him in the watery grave of baptism. If you obeyed him but drifted away, come on home. We want you to work and worship with us here. If you'd like to place membership with us, do that. Will you come while together we stand and sing?